Page 231. Book 7. Chapter 1. How Beaumains came to King Arthur's court and demanded 3 petitions of King Arthur. When Arthur held his round table most plenor, reader's note, there's a footnote after the word plenor, plenor with the full number, return to text. It fortuned that he commanded that the high feast of Pentecost should be holden at a city and a castle, the which in those days was called Kinkanadden, upon the sands that marched nigh Wales. So ever the king had a feast, that at the feast of Pentecost in especial, of 4 other feasts in the year, he would not go that day to meet until he had heard or seen of a great marvel. And for that custom all manner of strange adventures came before Arthur, as at that feast before all other feasts. And so Sir Gawain, a little to 4 noon of the day of Pentecost, espied at a window 3 men upon horseback, and a dwarf on foot. And so the 3 men alit, and the dwarf kept their horses, and one of the 3 men was higher than the other twain by a foot and an half. Then Sir Gawain went unto the king and said, "Sir, go to your meat, for here at the hand come in strange adventures." So Arthur went unto his meat with many other kings, and there were all the knights of the round table, only those that were prisoners or slain at a recounter. Then at the high feast evermore they should be fulfilled, the whole number of 150, for then was the round table fully accomplished. Reader's note. There's a footnote after accomplished, filled. Return to text. Right so came into the hall 2 men well beseen and richly, and upon their shoulders there leaned the goodliest young man, and the fairest that ever they all saw. And he was large and long and broad in the shoulders, and well visaged, and the fairest and the largest handed that ever man saw. But he fared as though he might not go nor bear himself, but if he leaned upon their shoulders. Page 232. Anon as Arthur saw him, there was made peace and room, and right so they yed with him unto the high days, without saying of any words. Then this much young man pulled him aback, and easily stretched up straight, saying, "King Arthur, God you bless, and all your fair fellowship, and in especial the fellowship of the Table Round. And for this cause I am come hither, to pray you and require you to give me 3 gifts, and they shall not be unreasonably asked, but that ye may worshipfully and honorably grant them me, and to you no great hurt nor loss. And the first done and gift I will ask now, and the other 2 gifts I will ask this day 12th, wheresomever ye hold your high feast." "Now ask," said Arthur, "and ye shall have your asking. Now, sir, this is my petition for this feast, that ye will give me meat and drink sufficiently for this 12th, and at that day I will ask mine other 2 gifts." "My fair son," said Arthur, "ask better, I counsel thee, for this is but a simple asking, for my heart giveth me to thee greatly, that thou art come of men of worship, and greatly my conceit faileth me, but thou shalt prove a man of right great worship." "Sir," he said, "thereof be as it be may, I have asked that I will ask." "Well," said the king, "ye shall have meat and drink enough." "I never defended that none, neither my friend nor my foe. But what is thy name, I would wit?" Reader's note, after the word defended, there's a footnote, defended, refused. Return to text. "I cannot tell you," said he. "That is marvel," said the king, "that thou knowest not thy name, and that thou art the goodliest young man that ever I saw." Then the king betook him to Sir Kay the steward, and charged him that he should give him all manner of meats and drinks of the best, and also that he had all manner of finding, as though he were a lord's son. Page 233. "That shall little need," said Sir Kay, "to do such cost upon him, for I dare undertake he is a villain born, and never will make man, for he had come of gentlemen, he would have asked you of horse and armor, but such as he is, so he asketh. And sithen he hath no name, I shall give him a name that shall be Beaumains, that is, Fair Hands. And into the kitchen I shall bring him, and there he shall have fat brose every day." Reader's note, there's a footnote after brose, broth. Return to text. "That he shall be as fat by the 12th end as a pork hog." Right so the 2 men departed, and beleft him to Sir Kay, that scorned him and mocked him. Chapter 2. How Sir Lancelot and Sir Gawain were wroth, because Sir Kay mocked Beaumains, and of a damsel which desired a knight to fight for a lady. Thereat was Sir Gawain wroth, and in especial Sir Lancelot bade Sir Kay leave his mocking, for I dare lay my head he shall prove a man of great worship. Let be, said Sir Kay, it may not be by no reason, for as he is, so he hath asked. Beware, said Sir Lancelot, so ye give the good knight Brynuer, Sir Dinadan's brother, a name, and ye call him La Cote Male Taile, and that turns you to anger afterward. Reader's note, there is an endnote 1 appears after La Cote Male Taile. Return to text. As for that, said Sir Kay, this shall never prove none such. For Sir Brynuer desired ever worship, and this desireth bread and drink and broth. Upon pain of my life he was fostered up in some abbey, and howsomever it was, they failed meat and drink, and so hither he has come for a sustenance. And so Sir Kay bade get him a place, and sat down to meat. So Beaumains went to the hall door, and set him down among boys and lads, and there he ate sadly. And then Sir Lancelot, after meat, bade him come to his chamber, and there he should have meat and drink enough. Page 234. And so did Sir Gawain, but he refused them all. He would do none other but as Sir Kay commanded him, for no proffer. But as touching Sir Gawain, he had reason to proffer him lodging, meat, and drink, for that proffer came of his blood, for he was nearer kin to him than he wist. But that, as Sir Lancelot did, was of his great gentleness and courtesy. So thus he was put into the kitchen, and lay nightly as the boys of the kitchen did. And so he endured all that 12 months, and never displeased man nor child, but always he was meek and mild. But ever when he saw any jousting of knights, that would he see and he might. And ever Sir Lancelot would give him gold to spend and clothes, and so did Sir Gawain. And where there were any masteries done, thereat would he be, and there might none cast bar nor stone to him by 2 yards. Then would Sir Kay say, How liketh you my boy of the kitchen? So it passed on till the feast of Whitsuntide, and at that time the king held it at Caerleon in the most royalest wise that might be, like as he did yearly. But the king would no meat eat upon the Whitsunday until he heard some adventures. Then came there a squire to the king and said, Sir, ye may go to your meat, for here cometh a damsel with some strange adventures. Then was the king glad and sat him down. Right so there came a damsel into the hall and saluted the king and prayed him of succour. For whom, said the king, what is the adventure? Sir, she said, I have a lady of great worship and renown, and she is besieged with a tyrant, so that she may not be out of her castle. And because here are called the noblest knights of the world, I come to you to pray you of succour. What heedeth your lady? Reader's note. There's a footnote after heedeth, called. And return to text. And where dwelleth she? And who is he? And what is his name that hath besieged her? Sir King, she said, as for my lady's name, that shall not ye know for me as at this time, but I let you wit she is lady of great worship and of great lands, and as for the tyrant that besiegeth her and destroyeth her lands, he is called the Red Knight of the Red Lawns. Page 235. I know him not, said the king. Sir, said Sir Gawain, I know him well, for he is one of the perilous knights of the world. Men say that he hath 7 men's strength, and from him I escaped once full hard with my life. Fair damsel, said the king, there be knights here would do their power for to rescue your lady, but because ye will not tell her name, nor where she dwelleth, therefore none of my knights that here be now shall go with you by my will. Then I must speak further, said the damsel. Chapter 3. How Beaumains desired the battle, and how it was granted to him, and how he desired to be made knight of Sir Lancelot. With these words came before the king Beaumains, while the damsel was there, and thus he said, Sir King, God thank you, I have been this 12 months in your kitchen, and have had my full sustenance, and now I will ask my 2 gifts that be behind. Ask upon my peril, said the king. Sir, this shall be my 2 gifts. First, that ye will grant me to have this adventure of the damsel, for it belongeth unto me. Thou shalt have it, said the king, I grant it thee. Then, sir, this is the other gift, that ye shall bid Lancelot du Lake to make me knight, for of him I will be made knight and else of none, and when I am past, I pray you let him ride after me, and make me knight when I require him. All this shall be done, said the king. Fie on thee, said the damsel, shall I have none but one that is your kitchen page? page 236. Then she was wroth, and took her horse and departed. And with that there came one to Beaumains, and told him his horse and armor was come for him, and there was the dwarf come with all thing that him needed, in the richest manner. Thereat all the court had much marvel from whence came all that gear. So when he was armed, there was none but few so goodly a man as he was. And right so as he came into the hall, and took his leave of King Arthur, and Sir Gawain, and Sir Lancelot, and prayed that he would hie after him, and so departed, and rode after the damsel. Chapter 4. How Beaumains departed, and how he gat of Sir Kay a spear and a shield, and how he jousted and fought with Sir Lancelot. But there went many after to behold how well he was horsed and trapped in cloth of gold, but he had neither shield nor spear. Then Sir Kay said all open in the hall, I will ride after my boy in the kitchen, to wit whether he will know me for his better. Said Sir Lancelot and Sir Gawain, Yet abide at home. So Sir Kay made him ready, and took his horse and his spear, and rode after him. And right as Beaumains overtook the damsel, right so came Sir Kay, and said, Beaumains, what, sir, know ye not me? Then he turned his horse, and knew it was Sir Kay, that he had done him all the despite as ye have heard afore. Yea, said Beaumains, I know you for an ungentle knight of the court, and therefore beware of me. Therewith Sir Kay put his spear in the rest, and ran straight upon him. And Beaumains came as fast upon him with his sword in his hand, and so he put away his spear with his sword, and with a foin thrusted him through the side, that Sir Kay fell down as he had been dead. Reader's note. There's a footnote after the word foin, thrust. Return to text. Page 237. And he alit down, and took Sir Kay's shield and his spear, and start upon his own horse, and rode his way. All that saw Sir Lancelot, and so did the damsel. And then he bade his dwarf start upon Sir Kay's horse, and so he did. By that Sir Lancelot was come. Then he preferred Sir Lancelot to joust, and either made them ready, and they came together so fiercely that either bare down other to the earth, and sore were they bruised. Then Sir Lancelot arose and helped him from his horse. And then Beaumains threw his shield from him, and proffered to fight with Sir Lancelot on foot. And so they rashed together like boars, tracing, raising, and foining to the mountenance of an hour. Reader's note. There's a footnote after mountenance. Mountenance, duration. Return to text. And Sir Lancelot felt him so big that he marveled of his strength, for he fought more liker a giant than a knight, and that his fighting was durable and passing perilous. For Sir Lancelot had so much ado with him that he dread himself to be shamed, and said, Beaumains, fight not so sore. Your quarrel and mine is not so great, but we may leave off. Truly that is truth, said Beaumains, but it doth me good to feel your might, and yet, my lord, I showed not the utterance. Chapter 5. How Beaumains told to Sir Lancelot his name, and how he was dubbed knight of Sir Lancelot, and after overtook the damsel. In God's name, said Sir Lancelot, for I promise you, by the faith of my body, I had as much to do as I might to save myself from you unshamed, and therefore have ye no doubt of none earthly knight. Hope ye so that I may any while stand a proved knight? Said Beaumains. Yea, said Lancelot, do as ye have done, and I shall be your warrant. Page 238. Then I pray you, said Beaumains, give me the order of knighthood. Then must ye tell me your name, said Lancelot, and of what kin ye be born. Sir, so that ye will not discover me, I shall, said Beaumains. Nay, said Sir Lancelot, and that I promise you by the faith of my body until it be openly known. Then, sir, he said, my name is Gareth, and brother unto Sir Gawain of father and mother. Ah, sir, said Sir Lancelot, I am more gladder of you than I was, for ever me thought ye should be of great blood, and that ye came not to court neither for meat nay for drink. And then Sir Lancelot gave him the order of knighthood, and then Sir Gareth prayed him for to depart and let him go. So Sir Lancelot departed from him and came to Sir Kay, and made him to be borne home upon his shield, and so he was healed hard with the life. And all the men scorned Sir Kay, and in especial Sir Gawain and Sir Lancelot said it was not his part to rebuke no young man, for full little knew he of what birth he is come in, and for what cause he came to this court. And so we leave Sir Kay and turn unto Beaumains. When he had overtaken the damsel, anon she said, What dost thou here? Thou stinkest all of the kitchen, thy clothes be bawdy of the grease and tallow.